Awesome. We are member-supported radio here in Laguna Beach, KX93.5. That is Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, and the song is called Grenadiers. That is track one off the brand new record, which I'm holding in my hand right now. New Ammo, and Carl Denson is here in the studio with us. Thanks so much for being here, man.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I've been a fan of yours dating back a few years now. Yeah. You guys have been, you know, grinding it out, playing a bunch of shows in Southern Cal, including, I don't know, like Winston's down in OB in San Diego, like, you know, venues like that. So when I saw this record come across my desk, I was all about it. Not only are there some amazing originals here, but you also decided to cover or pay tribute to a couple artists, huh?
Yeah, we decided to kind of try to make it feel like what people get when they come to the show.
Yeah. But you just said off the air that you've been doing the jam band thing for quite some time, but I've been telling people it's funk, it's soul, it's jazz, it's rock, it's all this fusion stuff all mixed up into one, you know? Am I far off when I say that?
No, not at all. You know what what I think about the jam band scene is it's really just improvised music.
Yeah.
You know, it's where you're going to get the most kind of seat of your pants kind of kind of taking chances music of what's going on right now, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's really, you know, it has a kind of a jazz spirit, you know, but it blends bluegrass and, you know, and folk and rock and soul and jazz and, you know,
yeah,
it just kind of mixes everything up and see what you come up with.
It's amazing. Again, Carl Denson live in our studio. You are playing a show tonight at the Observatory, which used to be the Galaxy. And I guess you have fond memories of that venue or not so much.
No, we've played. Well, you know what? I'm from Santa Ana.
Yeah.
So it's always fun to play that close to home.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You've been playing a few shows already on this tour. And haven't you?
Yeah. The record dropped February 4th, so we've been pretty steady since then.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How has touring changed over the years? You're not doing the van thing anymore, I imagine. Or are you?
No, we do the van thing from time to time on the short runs, but we've been lucky enough to be able to be in the bus, and that's awesome.
What a blessing.
Yeah.
You've been affiliated with some artists in the past, not jazz artists, but, you know, the reggae thing was Slightly Stupid. And, you know, Lenny Kravitz doing the rock band thing. And I think that's pretty cool. It seems like you're a well-rounded guy when it comes to music. Has it always been the saxophone type of instrument for you?
Yeah.
Are you a multi-instrumentalist yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I play flute and sax and I sing.
Uh-huh.
But the singing started, you know, I always sang, kind of made tunes writing-wise. But I just started singing like 20 years ago with the Grey Boy All-Stars.
Right.
That was kind of like my foray into being a lead singer. So, you know, I've gotten more and more comfortable over the years.
Really?
Yeah, the last five have been fun.
It's like, as a vocalist, your voice is just as much as an instrument as the saxophone or the flute, you know?
You know what? I used to laugh at Lenny because he would, like, you know, after the show, he would go into this whole, like, towel around the throat and over the head, and, you know, and I'd be like, come on, let's go party, you
right.
know. But now, you know, being a singer, I realize that you kind of have to protect your body after the show. When you're all sweaty and opened up, you kind of got to be careful, because something happens and your instrument's gone for a couple of days.
Right. And then that's the last thing that you want if you're playing a show tonight and then another one in another city tomorrow.
Right.
No,
right.
Crazy, man. There's a bunch of new tracks on this new record. Again, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe. The record's called New Ammo, available right now. You decided to pay tribute to some artists that we're familiar with.
Right.
You know, in the indie alternative world. Cold War Kids.
Right.
You cover an old White Stripes song, which is cool, and I guess the Beastie Boys as well. How'd you choose these ones? And you do it in a very cool, I'm gonna say jazz fusion type of way, because I don't even know how to categorize it, but that's what I've been saying.
Yeah, we just, you know, I listen to a lot of stuff. I'm always listening to different music. Jack White, I'm a big fan of his, you know, from the beginning of the White Stripes to now.
Yeah.
And Beastie Boys, always been a big fan. So we did a Beastie Boys tribute with the guys from Slightly Stupid a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And that's where this track came out of. And then I always wanted to cover Seven Nation Army. And then right as we started doing it, it became so prevalent. You know, like the soccer games, the football games.
Oh, yeah.
You're just hearing it everywhere. So we decided to do something really different with it, which came out really cool, I think.
Cool.
And the Cold War Kids tune was...
That's the song that we chose, and now we're playing it in rotation here.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, it's such a great version.
Yeah, I dug them as a band and like that tune, but we decided to kind of like give a little muscle to it, which is why you have the big rock riff in the middle.
Right. Oh, it's well, how about this? If it'd be okay by you, play another track off the record, and then we'll come back and talk more about stuff, because I do have more questions for you.
Sounds good.
All right. We played Grenadiers. We're going to play Seven Nation Army. I'm going to dust off the old CD player here in the studio. And again, DJs these days are not queuing up CDs or records anymore, but we're doing it today here in our Pearl Street studios. Let me count it out again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think it's track 7. This is Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, doing an old White Stripes song that everybody knows. Then more from our Pearl Street studios right after this. Awesome. That's Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, I guess, paying homage to an old Jack White and Little Meg song, The White Stripes, right there on member-supported KX93.5. The show is tonight at the Observatory, and then it looks like you're on the road at least through, it's going to be a couple months you're going to be on the road, huh?
I'm always on the road, man.
Are you?
It's just, you know, I go home for a few days here and there, a week here and there, but generally I'm just working. I call myself Rhino.
Yeah, what does that mean?
The little hamster in the kids' movie Bolt.
Uh-huh.
He's like a little hamster in a hamster
and
ball.
And just going
and
constantly?
I'm just bouncing off walls, going nonstop.
What a blessing it is to be able to have music your full-time job, you know?
Yeah. I like my job.
Again, we kind of touched on it before, but besides your band, what are some of the artists that you've been affiliated with in the past?
Well, people probably know me best from the Lenny Kravitz first couple of records. I'm on those records. I did a bunch of stuff with Fred Wesley from James Brown. Did a record back in the day with Jack G. Jeanette and Dave Holland. And, I'm playing with Slightly Stupid now.
Cool.
Gray Boy All-Stars is my band that I helped form.
I feel like if you're a Southern California person, you're familiar with Gray Boy All-Stars, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Totally. To recreate the sound of the record on stage, you must have a lot of musicians on stage with you. And also, the recording, is it a collaborative effort between you and a bunch of musicians, or is this kind of the Carl Denson vision and, you know, everybody's trying to see that through?
This record is actually that exact thing. It's really a departure from my normal way of doing things, which is for me to write all the tunes, you know, give them to the band, and then we record them. This record, we really did it as a collaborative effort. You know, there's songs by the other guys in the band, and then we did, you know, the covers that have worked really well on the road. So this is how the band sounds.
Cool, man. Your web presence, it's carldenson.us or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. You know, if you do carldenson.com, it takes you to carldenson.us.
Oh, perfect.
So they both work.
All right, I was looking at your website earlier to check the tour dates and everything like that, and check out all the new music. I say South by Southwest, Schmouth by Schmouthwest. Like, we'll have our own concert tonight at the Observatory. And
there you go.
Again, I think tickets are still available if you want to see Carl Denson's Tiny Universe. The roots of Carl Denson, man, what kind of stuff were you exposed to growing up? And has it always been, you know, those, what is it, wind instruments for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a jazz baby.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
When I was, I grew up listening to, you know, soul and funk. But I'm the fifth of six kids, so I had the good fortune of having older brothers and sisters who are into music. So,
yeah.
You know, I got all the Motown and the James Brown and Sly and the Family Stone, just kind of from the neighborhood. And then my brother right above me, who's 4 years older than me, he got into jazz when I was probably 11 or 12.
Wow.
So just him being my hero, you know, I just listened to what he listened to and, you know, started listening to jazz.
Man, some of those jazz musicians, they're just on a different plane, man, musically, you know?
It's such a beautiful thing when you understand an artist and what those guys are putting out, you know, like Yusef Lateef and Eddie Harris, you know, back in the day, it was like this really, there's a really beautiful time where everything was mixing, you know, where Straight Ahead was mixing with funk and Latin and Eastern, you know, it was all kind of coming together. And there's some really, you know, you get into like late 60s, early 70s jazz, and it's really some inventive, crazy stuff.
Right. You mean like the Return to Forever stuff, like that fusion style?
Yeah, exactly. You know, like that whole nexus there was like really vibrant, you know.
Yeah.
And so, I just actually picked up, I was just, you know, surfing the web and thinking about old records, and I picked up the first two Stanley Clark records.
Cool.
And then my next one on my list is that first Return to Forever record.
Yeah.
Because I've been inspired to kind of hear it on that level, because they're just such badass.
They are.
Yeah.
First time I heard some of that stuff, it was like, that's a machine, right? Like, that's a computer. That can't be a human being doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. So you know, I'm that's what we're trying to do, you know, dance music on that level is what our thing is all about.
Cool.
Like making it dance music, but,
right,
you know, every once in a while, you know, see if we can twist your head around.
Dude, you're incorporating so many different styles of music in your band, and it is super cool. But is that what you could recommend to people who, like, I guess an intro to some of that jazz stuff? Would you turn them on to Stanley Clark or Chick Corea type of thing?
I would tell them to go, you know, 1964 to 1974.
Okay.
You know, like, right in there, like, just go see what was happening right there. Because, I mean, in soul, jazz, funk, rock and roll, it was just a really amazingly creative time.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we haven't had that, you know, that expansive a time since, except for the fact that now I think with the internet, there's more cool stuff that you have access to.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, it's not the same level of playing on one end of the spectrum. But it you know, like, I think what's going on now is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But what was going on there from a jazz standpoint was just like completely
right.
Vital to the whole thing.
The people who come to your shows and your audience, do you think they probably dig on a bunch of different genres as well? You might get the reggae crowd and the jazz crowd and the jam band crowd, huh? Is that what you find?
Yeah, we're doing a good job of making it palatable for everybody. You know, no matter what your taste is, you come in there and, you know, we got a lot of, like, you know, the slightly stupid fans that you know, have just discovered me through them, and they come to their first show and go, wow, this is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what to think of it, but they like it because, just like stupid, we're trying to make people dance.
Yeah, know? Totally, man. I want to play another song off the record, but anything else to touch on to the people who might not be familiar with the music of Carl Denson thus far?
No, I just think I'm an Orange County boy. You know,
you are, and I love that. And I did want to bring this up to you. We threw we're a brand new radio station, member supported type of thing. We had our first annual Festival of Music at the Festival of the Arts grounds several months ago. All of a sudden, the community showed up. It was great. We raised a bunch of money for our little nonprofit. Nice. Here. We had Matt Costa, Colin Hay from Men at Work, a couple other independent artists that we like, an Americana artist, Carly Ritter, and an indie band from LA, Trapdoor Social.
Right.
We're going to change venues. We got the Aliso Creek Golf Course, I guess is what it is. No noise restrictions or sound restrictions because it's kind of boxed in this canyon. We could pack as many people as we want in there. So down the road, I know you're a local guy. I'm going to reach out to you to maybe play a festival we're going to call it Shore Break. And you know how there's a Coachella or a Sasquatch or a whatever.
Right.
Hopefully Shore Break could be a thing for years to come. You know, they do Doheny Days or the Doheny Blues thing. I think Charles Bradley and them, they're gonna play that event pretty soon. But that'll be another one. And hopefully, if the stars are in line, you know, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe might be able to get out there. So
that'd be awesome.
Right? Let me count this out again. I might want to play Shore Shot if that's okay by you.
Whatever you like.
Really? All right. Well, this is Carl Denson's Tiny Universe doing a tribute to an old Beastie Boys record. And again, the show is tonight at the Observatory. CarlDenson.com is all the details on your stuff.
Yes, sir.
And again, nothing else to touch on. You're going to go to Wahoo's right after this.
I'm going to go get some fish tacos.
Awesome.
Right now.
It's so nice to meet you. We're a big fan of the music. And again, as soon as we got the record, I gave it a good listen. And we've been playing at least one track from it in heavy rotation on KX93.5. So again, good to meet you, man.
So you too, Mookie. And just to say this on the air, you need to get the I want to hear you get a Rosie Perez sample of her saying Mookie.
Oh right, sure. We'll talk off the air about that. I always get asked about my nickname. Yeah. We are member supported KX93.5.